American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. One Republican is making a prediction about President Biden's future.
Senator Ted Cruz believes Democrats will replace President Biden as the party nominee with either Vice President Kamala Harris or former First Lady Michelle Obama.
The only reason they're panicking is because they now realize the American people have seen that, and they're terrified that he's going to lose in November. And so now they're willing to dump him.
Cruz says he puts the odds at 80% the president is replaced. Vice President Harris has remained a strong supporter of President Biden publicly, and the president has said he plans to remain in the race. Several Democrats have called on him to step aside as the nominee. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Former President Trump is gearing up to announce his running mate pick, according to Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton.
It's all coming to an end. I suspect the president will make his choice public in the next day or two.
Some names that have been floated include Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, and South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. Lawyers for former President Trump have asked the judge in his New York City hush money trial to overturn his conviction, citing the Supreme Court's recent presidential immunity ruling.
Former President Trump's attorneys are asking Judge Juan Merchan to not only overturn his conviction on 34 felony counts, but also to dismiss the case. They argue that the trial was, quote, tainted by evidence that shouldn't have been allowed due to the recent Supreme Court ruling. The former president became the first ex-commander-in-chief to be convicted of a crime when a jury found him guilty in May of falsifying records to cover up a potential sex scandal with an adult film star. Judge Merchan says he will rule on the request on September 6th and set sentencing for September 18th, saying, quote, if such is still necessary. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has until July 24th to respond to the filing. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
We're told three deans at Columbia University are now indefinitely on administrative leave. This after pictures snapped over one dean's shoulder showed her involved in a text message conversation with two other deans, and the conversation had anti-Semitic tropes. More from Bronson Woodruff.
The dean whose text conversation is shown in the pictures was sitting in an event called Jewish Life on Campus, Past, Present, and Future. The deans conversed over text about what was being said during the event. One dean said this was difficult to listen to, but that he or she was trying to keep an open mind to learn about this point of view. Another picture showed a dean use vomit emojis to show reaction to an op-ed. Forbes reports that Columbia's president, Manoush Shafiq, said in a letter to the community the text conveyed a, quote, lack of seriousness about the concerns and the experiences of members of our Jewish community. It's now reported the three have been permanently removed from their positions as deans. It's also reported the three are still employed by Columbia University but are on indefinite leave. Zachary Marshall is editor-in-chief of Campus Reform. His stance is that Columbia should have cracked down on this with a heavy hand and that people should have been fired from day one.
I think, you know, for anyone who still doesn't understand how the Holocaust happened, this is how it happened. It happened through snickering and through indifference. This is the kind of lack of regard and disdain towards Jewish Americans that Campus Reform has been reporting about for years. And these people exist and their antipathy towards Jews is real. So I don't know what else other evidence people need to understand and acknowledge that a lot of leaders in higher education just don't like Jews.
Marshall said he does not know of another minority this would be allowed to happen to other than Jews.
And finally, prices paid by companies rose more than expected in June.
Inflation at the wholesale level, the producer price index, rose 0.2% last month and was up 2.6% for the year ending in June. Core PPI, excluding food and energy, increased 0.4% and was up 3% for the year ending in June. The numbers are all at higher levels than forecast. The PPI peaked on an annual basis in March of 2022 when it rose to 11.7%. The readings are cooling some of the optimism that the Federal Reserve will be cutting interest rates soon after the Consumer Price Index declined 0.1% from May to June. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.